So Justin Bieber's wedding plans have a lot of regular, everyday people livid. I'm going to tell you why coming up in just a second. Poor Justin, he can't win. He's always making people mad. First, there will be not one, but two headliners for the Super Bowl halftime show in Miami. Our producer is a DJ.
Wow.
J-Lo is going to be performing at the halftime show, and Shakira is going to be performing at the halftime show.
Latin heat.
Yeah.
Like it.
Again with the DJ skills. Very impressive.
Have you thought of doing weddings?
So Jay-Z's Roc Nation, I'm hearing, was heavily involved in closing this deal because he has a new partnership with the NFL. And apparently there are going to be a few more surprise acts joining J-Lo and Shakira on the stage as well.
Andy made a good point. The fact that it's in Miami, there's a huge Latin, Latin culture there.
Yeah, J-Lo and Shakira make perfect sense.
We forget that Shakira is still like the queen of pop in South America.
You got to remember though, they need hundreds of millions of people to watch all over the world. So they don't do it for like the city they're in necessarily.
True.
But Shakira is on Jay-Z's roster, his record label. So I think it has more to do with he'd like to have his people up there. It's not really for the locals, right? True. It's for the world.
Either way, It's going to be a party.
And I guess it makes sense there are two headliners considering the Super Bowl is going to go down on 02/02/20. So like February 2nd. It's Shakira's birthday.
Odds that Beyonce makes an appearance?
Not going to happen.
No, you don't think so?
Not going to happen. I'll put money on that. But which performer do you think set the record for viewership for the halftime show? You guys guessed earlier, or do you know now?
Well, I know now,
you know
but
now.
I mean,
I can't remember.
I would have thought it was Michael Jackson.
You would have thought it was Michael Jackson.
That was my guess.
Yeah. Katy Perry. It wasn't Beyonce. It wasn't Michael Jackson. It wasn't Prince. I mean, it was 2015 Katy Perry.
And the best part about Katy Perry was Left Shark.
Yeah.
That was really the best part about her performance.
He's responsible for half the viewers.
Exactly. All right, so huge celebrity wedding happening on Monday, and many regular people are livid about the drama that it's causing. So Justin and Hailey Bieber getting married for the second time in South Carolina. I wanted to do a JB throwback. This is from 10 years ago.
I thought this was Hailey Bieber at first.
So I'm like, oh, she's a budding artist now?
No, it's an old Justin Bieber song. So the ceremony is for close friends and family and for their church friends. It's going to be intimate and very focused on religion. And the thing is, the guests that are also staying at the hotel are really upset, really angry, because Justin Bieber's plans are messing with their vacations. So the Montage Hotel, that's where they're staying. Mm-hmm. I checked it out. It's about $400 a night, somewhere right around
U.S.?
There. Yeah, U.S., okay. Exactly. They sent out an email to their guests saying, the spa, the pool, and the restaurant are going to all be off limits to you for 2 days while the Bieber party takes over.
That's half the reason why you stay in a hotel.
What else are you supposed to do there besides stay in a room?
Well, you take pictures of Justin Bieber and sell it to TMZ, I guess.
So. Great.
The hotel is apparently offering refunds and upgrades, but obviously a lot of people who had already booked aren't very happy about it. There will be some people who will want to stay just to catch a glimpse of the Bieber wedding, too, though.
I know, but why not just book out the whole hotel? You have the money. I mean, this is assuming he's paying. I'm sure the hotel's probably giving it
for
free.
My feeling throughout all of this is it's all been very last minute, and that if Justin had planned a year or two in advance, he would have been able to take the whole place, but you can't kick people out once they're booked, and I feel like Justin kind of hauled this together within the past few weeks.
Must be nice. Yes, regular folk have to book our weddings 8 years in advance to make sure the hall's available.
Of course.
This guy, last minute, I want the hotel.
It's Justin Bieber, of course.
I got it. I got